And we cannot have a community that like orphans.
Catch all the latest local, provincial to national news updates on the afternoon current affairs. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 1 o'clock afternoon. Radio and FM.
With all of that being said, your time there, it is 1:30, 1 o'clock, 30 minutes left before 2 o'clock. You're still tuned into Radio NFM. But with all of that being said, without wasting any time, you there at home can share your thoughts at 066-252-0187 or to our social media platform right up in there, which is our Facebook. You can comment up in there. With all of that, I wouldn't like to waste any time. It's a matter of water crisis, which have been raised throughout the country. Some of the people are said to be concerned as to the status quo and how the things are said to be operating, for which many are saying that water is a matter which is very essential, and it's not looking promising for the South Africans. But with all of that, today we're going to be tackling one of the most urgent and life-threatening issues facing our country, the water crisis. Anyway, from informal settlements and rural villages like Ubuyo Midrand and here in Namakwa, also South Africans across the all communities are said to be struggling to access something as basic as clean and safe water. Anyway, by on to all of that, today we're going to be speaking with a guest on whereby alluding to this crisis, it says not to be an accident of nature, but a man-made disaster driven by the corruption and what it says to be a sabotage and the failing municipalities. How true is that, and what would be your thoughts on to that? And whereby today, here is some of the voice note, which is from the spokesperson, activist, and the Lender Citizens Forum.
From one crisis to the other, everything in the country is collapsing. Many of these things are man-made. The water problem is a combination of sabotage, corruption, and incompetent municipalities. Water corruption is at the center of this crisis. Water supply has become a lucrative business, and in some areas, government officials, councillors, and ministers are involved in this sabotage and corruption. If an independent investigation can be conducted, the country will be shocked of the deep corruption in the water supply. The water crisis affecting everybody nowadays. People in suburbs like Midrand in Johannesburg also feel the pain that people in the informal settlements feel. The government and President Cyril Ramaphosa must just for once admit that they have failed the country. We wonder if President Cyril Ramaphosa feels the pain when old people, young and old, crying publicly for water. Does the president feel when he sees old people with buckets searching for water? How does he feel when children cannot go to school because they don't have water to wash themselves? President Cyril Ramaphosa must do the honorable thing and resign. He has failed the country.
066-252-0187. Are you concurring with Mr. Dennis Bloom, who is the spokesperson for the activist and the Citizens Forum, who has been advocating about what he calls a total collapse of governance and accountability in the water sector? With all of that being said, on the line, we have Mr. Bloom on the line. Mr. Bloom, good afternoon. You say that South Africa is moving from one crisis to another. In your thoughts, what makes the water crisis one of the most dangerous things that we are facing right now?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much for the invitation. No, what we are saying is that everything in the country is collapsing. because this water problem is a crisis. Everybody in the country is crying about this water crisis. You can see that old and young people are busy with buckets all over the country, moving up and down, searching for water. It's a serious crisis, and people can't take this as something very, very likely. It's a death and a life-threatening situation.
And let us look it onto the local basis, in whereby the group says accusing the government officials, councillors, including going to the upper level, which is your ministers being involved. What would you say the roles to municipalities play into enabling allegedly, and also or even ignoring such corruption, in whereby such bases, where do they come from?
You know, we are saying this is a man-made problem. This problem has to do with corruption, with sabotage, and incompetent councillors. That is only there to further their own interest. As you can see, that this water problem is it's a very lucrative business nowadays. You can see on the trucks, most of the trucks, just watch the trucks, you will see that they are branded with different names. People are having business now. It is a story of tenders. And we are saying that councillors, government officials, and some ministers are also involved in this whole thing. That's why this thing is a problem that will take a very long time to stop.
With all of that being mentioned, why do you think there is no serious national or even onto the local basis lack of investigation which has been done? Having that, you're criticizing the government for blaming onto the climate change also. Why do you reject such explanations? Having that, you mentioned that it is a man-made problem.
You see, when it comes to solutions, these people will never come with solutions, because they are benefiting out of this crisis. That's why it will be very difficult for them to solve this problem. The only solution to this problem is to get rid of these people and put new people in. The people on the ground, come this local government elections, people must choose their own councillors from their communities, not attached to any political party. That's the only way to solve this thing.
And lastly, you are calling, which is very statement, which last year many groups have been calling for, and we are yet to see for that one, calling for President Cyril Ramaphosa to resign, and looking forward to the SONA also, which is yet to happen within the next 2 days or 24 hours. Why do you believe such an honorable thing is needed to be done?
He is the commander-in-chief. If anything in the country goes wrong, he must take full responsibility. These ministers of water and everybody who work under him, he can't say that he is not aware of what is happening. That's why we are saying that he and his government must for once admit that they have failed this country. And the president must resign to do the honorability to show that he cares for this country. He must resign.
And any expectations when it comes to the SONA?
That is the first thing. We want to hear what is the solution to this problem that we are talking about, this water problem. Secondly, the unemployment problem of this country. We want to hear what is the solution to create jobs. Will there be jobs or just empty promises?
With all of that, that is there's a